everybody, and welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard, and this is for the week of July 10th. To begin with, we need to apologize for last week. We had a summer reading pool party planned for all the summer reading participants on July 1st, and because of inclement weather, that was unable to happen. We have rescheduled the pool party, so all the summer reading participants that would like to come and join in at our swimming party at the Beamer Aquatic Center, it will be July 29th from 8 in the evening till 10 in the evening. For the next few weeks, everybody's going to be in and around the Kearney County Fair. The actual fair begins July 18th and lasts through the 21st. However, this next week is going to have some activities happening. On Tuesday the 12th at 8:30 in the morning, they have the clothing conference judging and 4-H fashion review judging at the fair building. On Thursday the 14th at 5 p.m., they have fair set up, so all 4-Hers and scouts will need to set up their booths. And then Saturday, they have the rodeo parade at 10 in the morning. And then at 8 o'clock that evening is the Kearney County Saddle Club Rodeo. So be sure to mark your calendars and attend the rodeo and have a fun evening. On the 16th, after the parade, the Kearney County Museum is inviting everybody to come to the museum for a bowl of free ice cream. Also to go through many of the buildings that they have available that you can go through. Some of the buildings might not be available because they are going to be doing some re-roofing. But all that are available for viewing, they'd be glad to show you around. If you can't make it that day, the museum would also love to see you during the regular hours, which is Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4. Sundays are open by appointment only, and you need to have a week's advance notice to be able to do that with the museum. On Saturday, July 10th, the High Plains Country Music Program will be at 1:30 at the Lakin Veterans Memorial Building. On the Monday, on the 11th, the 4-H concession stand sign-up will begin. They also have the 4-H goat clipping at 6:30 at the fairgrounds, and a Kearney County Saddle Club meeting at 7. In Deerfield that evening, they have a board meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 12th, there's an EMT meeting at 6, and Lake and AA meeting at 8. On Wednesday, there's the TOPS meeting at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and the meeting starts at 8. The Pride Committee will be meeting at the Extension Office at 5. There's a City Council meeting that will begin at 6:30, Fair Board meeting, and a Kearney County Conservation District meeting at 8. On Thursday, the Kearney County Health Department will be doing immunizations again. This will be from 9 to 11 in the morning, and then again from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. The Lake and Gun Club will meet at 7. The Lake and AA meeting will meet at 8. In Deerfield, they have a Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting at 7. On Saturday the 16th, in Lakin, they have free yoga in the city park at 8:30 in the morning. For parents that are needing to get sports physicals for their children, they will need to contact the Family Health Center. For the month of July, there's a couple of dates open. You can contact Tamara Meisel, APRNC. She will be available for sports physicals on July 14th from 9 to 11:30 in the morning. Also on the 14th, they have Tiana Stibbins, a PAC, from 2 to 4:30, and this will be at the Deerfield office. On July 27th, Dr. Arlo Reimer, he will be doing them from 9 to 11:30 a.m. If you haven't set up an appointment with them, you can contact the Family Health Center at 355-7550 or 426-2990, and if there's any slots available, they will put you into a slot. For the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday they have PATH exercises at 10. On Tuesday they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, bingo at 1:30. On Wednesday the 13th they have coffee at 8, PATH exercise at 10, Bible study at 10:45, meal site at noon. And a meal for that day will be baked fish, broccoli salad, and scalloped potatoes. On Thursday the 14th they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10. Oils at 11, and Bunko Group will be meeting at 1:30. On Friday the 15th, they have coffee at 8, PATH exercise at 10, and they are having a Garden City shopping trip at 11. The City of Deerfield wants to send out another reminder that they will be having the first annual Deerfield Flea Market on July 30th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Deerfield City Park. If you are interested, be sure to mark your calendars to see what type of treasures you might be able to find that day. With a work zone up on Highway 50 and 25, the Kansas DOT urges drivers to be alert. Pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. July 15th is the final acreage reporting deadline for spring seeded crops. So if any of our ag business owners need to report that, be sure to contact the Farm Service Agency here in Lakin and file your reporting. That's going to do it for us this week. We hope everybody out there enjoys themselves. Be sure to stop by the fair to get everything started. The rodeo is going to be happening. Everybody enjoys that. And then the fair will start up in full swing the following week. And we want to wish everybody a safe and fun week. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.